All right, time for First Thoughts. WWIB, what's on your mind as we get started? It is April 1st. And so, you know, do you have a prank planned, a gag, something you're going to try to pull? Or be prepared for somebody to try to pull something on you as well. Something in the health department we can bring your way here on WWIB has to do with being tick season. Yes, in that regard this morning, ticks will start becoming more active with the weather starting to warm across the country. Christopher Bazzoli, an emergency medicine physician, stresses the importance of spraying before going into wooded areas.
Repellents are very effective. The same repellents that we use for like mosquitoes, DEET at the 20% concentration, safe for pregnant mothers and children.
The CDC has a number of tips to reduce the chances of getting bitten and getting Lyme disease. The CDC recommends folks avoid wooded and thick, brushy areas, walk in the center of hiking trails, wear long-sleeved shirts and pants when outdoors, and shower after being outside. There are a number of symptoms that could indicate a tick bite that may include a bullseye rash, joint pain, and nerve issues. Today in history, on this day in 2003.
At this point, she is safe. She's been retrieved, and some brave souls put their lives on the line to make this happen.
Yeah, American troops rescued Private First Class Jessica Lynch from a hospital in Iraq where she'd been held captive for 9 days after her convoy was ambushed. She was actually here for a Trinity Equestrian Center event this past fall. I didn't get a chance to hear her, but I heard it was outstanding. Also, in 1967, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum opened on this day in Nashville, Tennessee. This is the day in 1976 Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs founded Apple Computer Incorporated. On this day in 1984. Yeah, pretty sad as Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his dad. He was just 44 years old. And on this day in 1985, Villanova University upset the heavily favored Georgetown Hoyas 66-64 to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Brent Musburger had the call on CBS.
That's it. Villanova has done it.
And I remember that. That was quite a stunner. Had some real upsets back then, right? In 83, NC State took down Houston. Nobody saw that coming. And Villanova, an 8 seed, winning the turnover. Patrick Ewing and company. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for April 1st is love costs everything. We don't need to haggle over the price. Luke 18, 19 and 29 and 30 says, truly, I tell you, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life. Bob Goff says, when you find the perfect house and you're ready to close the deal, you know there are two different prices on the home, the one that's listed and the one they'll accept. If you have a good realtor, you can play hardball and walk away with enough money left over to put a treehouse in the backyard. We all know how this works. People aim for the high price and predictably settle for less. But Goff says when it comes to love, Jesus settled the question. He was approached by a guy who wanted to know what it looked like to follow him. The guy wanted to become love. Jesus told him to follow all the commandments. This guy said he had. So Jesus said if he really wanted to go all in with love, he had to sell everything he had and give the money to the poor. Well, the guy who had never broken a law thought about how much he had and walked away sad because he couldn't give it all. Going all in on love isn't like buying a house. We can't make a deal and get away with giving less. Love's asking price is everything, and there's no negotiation. Goff says, I don't know if Jesus meant we have to go sell our stuff and give it away today, because he also told us to cook meals for people in our homes, which means we can hold on to our houses. But the heart of his message is clear. Love costs everything. We don't get to haggle over the price. Today's question, what has God asked you to surrender that you keep holding on to? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. That's what we call First Thoughts. We pack it all in. It's a lot in about 5 minutes or so, and there you go.
Hi, this is Tammy from Elk Mound. I'm hoping that you all vote for Josiah Queen, My Promised Land. The song is encouraging. It's uplifting and where you could find God's peace and presence. and hope you'll vote. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, this is Allison Derricks. My CCM song is Help Is On The Way by Toby Mac. I love this song because it reminds us that God's timing is perfect. It may take days or even years, but He is in control. God's help is on the way. Thank you for voting for Help Is On The Way. Have a great day.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what He claimed. Lived enough life to say.
I heard your heart, I see your pain. Out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what He claimed. I lived enough life to say. Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to say.
Alvo voting going on right now through 7:45.
This is the kind of matchup we both like, Caleb. We love competition, and we've got it. As one listener said with their vote, they're like, this is tough to decide.
It is indeed. You have two songs. Again, you are deciding between these songs. My Promised Land by Josiah Queen versus Help Is On The Way, Maybe Midnight by Toby Mac. As more votes are rolling in, we're counting even as we speak here. And this is a very tight matchup with voting going for about 12 more minutes here through 7:45 a.m. and two ways to vote. Well, we have a winner to declare here, Havo, who will be moving on to the championship. Whose song won between Josiah Queen, My Promised Land, and Help Is On The Way, Maybe Midnight by Toby Mac? This was an exciting and close battle, neck and neck, some lead changes. Mm-hmm. It went back and forth.
We've seen over recent years the power of family voting, especially if they're in agreement. And Josiah Queen had benefited from that some, but maybe in the end, ultimately, it came down to Toby Mac taking it.
So Toby Mac wins and moves on to the championship, uh-huh, which will be on Friday morning. And tomorrow we will have the final four matchup, the second semifinal, mm-hmm, and see who Toby's going to square off with on Friday morning.
Yeah, it could be the Saturday Night Headliner for King and Country 4 months from this very day at One Fest, up against Phil Wickham. A tune from Phil Wickham tomorrow morning.